I sat down to write this book because I think my story can serve as a warning to anyone aspiring to the kind of life I have led. And there are plenty of young people trying to do just that. Where young girls once aspired to be models and ballerinas, now they aspire to be hip-hop video girls, the next hot girl in the hottest artist's video. Having lived that life, I can say, it's not everything it's cracked up to be. My hips have swayed and popped on MTV, while I danced on tabletops and poolside and some of your favorite videos. I've had sex with some of the most delicious and insatiable men in the world, heads of music labels, NBA stars, and Hollywood's A-list, to say nothing of the emperors of hip-hop. But there's an underside. If sex and drugs went hand in hand with rock and roll, they are just as rampant in hip-hop. I wouldn't call this book a tell-all, since there are many details I've kept to myself for the sake of not embarrassing some of the people still associated with me. Details such as which one of my music industry suitors I caught in bed with his male lover, and which one of my NBA exes often kept track of me by using the OnStar device placed in the Mercedes-Benz he bought me, many times sending his associates to retrieve me from vacations and nights on the town. Yet, in the middle of this wild ride that I call my life, I was met with challenges which could have ruined me if it had not been for the power of change.